This is A through Z Health and PE presented by New York State AFERD, the newest podcast in health and physical education. Welcome, everybody, to episode 2 of the New York State AFERD podcast. I am Charlie Rizzuto, back with you for this, the second episode of the New York State AFERD podcast. We have been on hiatus for a little while, trying to get everything situated to bring you the best possible product that we can. And with our last episode of this particular school year, we have our conference wrap-up. So we call it the conference wrap-up, but really what we're trying to bring you is just some sights and sounds for the conference, but really the perspectives of the people that were presenting and attending the conference up in Verona, New York back in November of 2017. We are planning on rolling out a bunch of episodes for you next school year. We've used this year as a pilot and almost like a test run to see exactly what our members would want and how we would construct the best podcast for you, bringing you the most relevant information to your instruction, your assessment practices in both health and physical education, but also what's going on around your state. So with that said, I'm going to throw it to some interviews that we conducted up at Verona this year at our state conference to give you some of the perspectives, like I said, the attendees and the presenters that we brought in to put on some amazing sessions.
So good morning, this is Lori Bifarella, and we're at New York State AFERD Conference, and I'm here with Andrew Beaver from New York City. And Andrew and I were just having this little conversation about, like, you know, his students come. I'm going to let you describe it, because describe the size of your school and how often you meet your students.
Okay, we have about 635 students. It's an elementary school from pre-K all the way to fifth grade. We used to have a sixth grade back in the 80s, and I didn't realize how much I missed it until they changed it. Now I think 6, 7, 8 is like a middle school. So our school is pre-K to 5. They come one time a week. It's not optimum, you know, 45 minutes, one time per week, so I see each group for about 45 minutes. But I know phys ed is mandated to have like 120 minutes a week, so you're probably wondering, how do we get around that? We have a great extracurricular activities in our school. For example, we have Circus Arts, which goes for pre-K to second grade. We have NDI, which stands for the National Dance Institute. Jacques Dambois, he was a famous ballet dancer that used to come to our school. Now he's handed that off to other teachers. We have ballroom dancing. So although it's not phys ed, it's still great stuff, and the kids are definitely getting a great exercise. So when you combine the all those different activities, they are pretty much getting, in our school anyway, 120 minutes
per week. I think that's awesome, and I think it's cool how your school thought outside the box and was bringing other programs in to, you know, and still facilitate the needs of the district as far as your time constraints and the scheduling and everything. So.
Yeah, and that's the first question parents come when they come for parent-teacher conferences. They say, how many times a week do you see the kids? That's the first question. And we usually say, you know, 45 minutes. They don't change. They come in and I tell them, they sweat, they smell up the place, and they go back to their classroom. So, but they do have, at least in our case, quality time for 45 minutes in my situation.
That's awesome. Hey, Andrew, thank you again for sharing.
No
problem. Enjoy your conference. And I'm sitting here with Kiki Sego and Julie Dietrich. Hi, Kiki.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
So Kiki and Julie are just going to share a few of their reflections of the conference, maybe a couple things that you're looking forward to later today. So I'm going to just turn the mic over to you, ladies.
Cool. So I just would like to start off by saying I'm super impressed with some of the presenters this year, how willing they are to share not only their knowledge and skills verbally in the presentation, but their willingness to prepare detailed Google Docs and packets for people to take home with them, and providing their emails, and just the networking that goes on. I think the culture has changed in the last 25 years, where I think it used to be people who were presenting were not as willing maybe and as open to sharing, and there's just so much sharing and networking now. So our kids are benefiting from that. I'm so impressed with that. And I'm super excited later today to see Kathy Brophy. I'm presiding over her session. She is a SHAPE Teacher of the Year. She's from Massachusetts. Super honored to have her here today.
That's awesome.
All right. And I agree with Kiki. I do feel that there's a lot of sharing going on. Even when you're sitting on the sides, you hear people saying, oh, I do that kind of game, but I change this and I add that. And they modify it in a certain way. So there's always networking going on, people sharing each other emails and so forth. So that's a great thing about this conference. Everyone is willing to improve everyone else's teaching style, so it's great.
I think the coolest thing the conference did this year in the program, do you guys see that QR code that
yes,
was in the program?
I looked at it last night.
I'm trying to look at what page number it's on. It
it's
is
right before this.
Yep,
detail
yep. Let's turn this page. And what's the page number in the program?
34.
So page 34, just in case you had a program at home and you haven't had a chance to check out handouts, there's a QR code right on page 34, and you have all the handouts from the sessions. And, you know, thank you to the central office for providing all of our members with that, because we usually spend our time running around and, you know, participating, because, you know, we're hands-on learners and we learn best by doing. And when we get back home, we're like, oh my gosh, I didn't take notes. That's like my biggest downfall. But having that QR code is a lifesaver.
Yeah, that was a plus. That was a great addition from Colleen and Jessica and our staff, who, by the way, are amazing. Also, shout out to them. And our outgoing president, Monica, the energy that she had this year was amazing. And I also just want to mention, too, I've talked to a handful of retired teachers who are here just to volunteer and also just to be part of the process and be there. You know, they're attending some sessions, they're volunteering for New York State AFERD, and just having side conversations with them, getting their perspective on what an amazing journey this has been and what a great place this is. So they're willing to come back and be part of it still.
That's
speaks
fabulous.
Volumes.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to Nick Klein from Open is going to be presenting later this afternoon. I'm presiding for him. So I'm looking forward to that. Open is a great free resource online that anyone can access. You basically have to go on and just pick a password and a username, and then you have access to all kinds of lessons of all levels, pre-K all the way to 12th grade. So you should go on and check that out.
I gotta tell you, I go on Open Phys Ed, I wanna say almost daily.
Yeah.
It's not every day, but I do go on every week, and I'm always looking for that next module that's released.
Yep.
Because they're constantly releasing new material. And it's so exciting. So that's a great resource, Juliet.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Awesome. So,
it is.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you girls enjoy your conference, and we're going to sign off. And thank you for sharing all of
thank
those
you.
Wonderful thoughts.
Have a great day.
All right,
have a great
you too.
Day.
I just ran into Nick Klein. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing great, Lori. Good morning.
Good morning. So I got to tell you, yesterday was awesome. We had so many amazing sessions, but I noticed something that was popping up from session to session was Open Phys Ed. So, you know, you care to share a little bit more on this?
Sure, I would love to. So Open Phys Ed is a free curriculum resource. If you're not on, I encourage you to get on, because it does not cost you a thing. It's not only free, it's also customizable. So all the documents you can download and customize to kind of suit your teaching style and your students' learning style. So it's very teacher-friendly. And the last thing is it's standards-based. So you can like rest assured that the material and the resources that you're accessing are good for students.
I got to tell you, the coolest thing that I saw yesterday was your dice game. You had that little dice chart, and the kids were rolling, and it's color-coded, and it's user-friendly, and the literature that's in there. I mean, that was an amazing, amazing thing, amazing resource that I have access to. I can just go on to OpenPE, or Open, what is it, OpenPE.org?
Yeah, so the website is OpenPhysEd.org.
PhysEd.org, yeah.
Yep. You create a username and password, so there's a slight registration process. Again, it doesn't cost a thing, so once you create that username and password, then all the material is there to access and download. And what kind of to your point is it's not just lesson plans or activity plans. There's all those others. So it's the dice charts, the cue charts, it's the station cards, the task cards, academic language cards, and a variety of assessment options. So there's like self-assessments and holistic style rubric assessments and cognitive assessments and kind of everything that a teacher needs to kind of support high quality physical education instruction.
It's just awesome. I love it. Hey, Nick, thanks for stopping by the podcast booth. And
sure, Lori. Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great day, buddy.
All right, everyone, I'm Kira Corcoran. I just left the Teaching with Heart, the Power of Choice. I'm a future professional from Adelphi University. It was with Jennifer Mead, and the whole thing was really awesome. It gave us some really great innovative and dynamic teaching ideas for health education. One thing I really loved that I got out of it was I used the YRBS data a lot in my classroom. And one thing they asked the students is, well, why do you think 90% of kids do drugs? And asking the kids, all right, here are the facts with YRBS data, but also, why do you think it's so high or why do you think it's so low? So I thought that was a cool new take on it. But a lot of great activities for decision making, and they have all their resources online. So even if you can't come, you can go check those out.
Hi, everyone. This is Ryan Fisk, president of the Health Education Section. I'm up here at the New York State AFRD State Conference, and we just got out of a session. I'm here with Henry Opperman, who's going to talk about the session that he just came out of.
Hello, everybody. I just attended Creating a Dynamic Health World with Charlie Rizzuto, and he did a phenomenal job. That it's very important that as an educator, you need to take that time to get to know your students a little bit, because that can go a long way of getting you to not only be more personal with them, but they can be more receptive to anything that you want to be able to teach them in the real world.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley Chappell from the Albany City School District in New York. I'm here to talk about two sessions I went to this morning on quality functional strength training by phys ed teachers in the Victor School District. So some takeaways that I had from those two sessions is, one, I was able to record a lot of their movements. I really want to change our fitness program at Albany High School, but in order to do that, I need more of a fitness background. And with this functional fitness, they made it very easy for us. They uploaded a lot of their documents and a few videos onto Google Drive, which we'll always have access to, as well as they showed us a lot of the movements, which don't require a lot of equipment. It's PVC pipes, the steps and for step aerobics, some kettlebells and some dumbbells, and you're off to a great start. And the great part about it, too, is that they talk about starting this in fifth grade. So you may not be using the weights and equipment in fifth grade, but you're learning, you're teaching the students how to basically start the movement. So you may start with a basic squat, and then they continue the progressions on to high school. Which, so having a top-down model and then starting from the lower level up to the high school level is awesome. And this is not only going to help strengthen and build our phys ed program, but it's going to be great for athletics. So I believe in the end, you know, we can turn into a powerhouse as well.
Hey there, New York State AFRD. I'm here with Caitlin Nardini. She is from Scotia Glenville, which is a part of the Capital Zone. And I'm catching her after she came out of the sensational secondary session. Caitlin, what was your takeaway from that session today?
I actually liked two of the presentations that were made. One, Ashley Chappell. She made a presentation about something she does with technology and the heart rate monitors, and she has it up on a projector so students can actually see what their heart rate is throughout the fitness activities that she does. And I would really like to learn some more information on that and try to incorporate that a little bit into our curriculum as well. And I also, the male presenter.
That was Charlie Rizzuto.
Charlie Rizzuto. Had a presentation about some of the fitness warm-ups he does at ABC Fitness, which I really liked. I would also like to incorporate that into just some warm-ups at the beginning of class. I thought that was really neat.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for your time, Caitlin. Enjoy your conference.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, this is Allison Relier coming live from the New York State AFRD Conference. I'm sitting here with Laura Owen, and we are currently in John Smith's session, Cooperative and Fun Activities with Giant Games. Laura's from the Southeastern Zone and wants to give you her takeaway from this session.
This is a really great session. I got a lot of good ideas how to get the kids moving, but also incorporating making words, using numbers, playing with dice, ropes, and tic-tac-toe. All seem like simple games, but it's such a competitive edge, and you can modify it for every age group.
If you want to know more about what John Smith offers, you can find him on YouTube, and you can also go to the New York State website to find some of his resources.
Hey, everybody, this is Charlie right back with you. I'm sitting here with Rod Mergart. Rod is somebody that is well known throughout New York State, AFRD, in all honesty, health and physical education all across the country. Rod won this year's 2017 Future Professionals Section Amazing Person, and he's also the 2017 New York State AFRD winner of the Joy and Effort Award, which he will be receiving tonight at the J.B. Nash Awards Dinner. I am so fortunate and so lucky to be sitting down with Rod. He's going to talk to you a little bit about what New York State AFRD has meant to him over the course of his career.
Charlie, I want to thank you for giving me some time to talk about our association. I always enjoy spending my time with you. But this gives me an opportunity to tell some folks who are who've been part of our organization for a short time or even a long time, because I joined this organization 55 years ago, and that was when I started teaching. And at that time, the people that were my mentors said, "Do this. It's good for you. These are people that you should know, and you're going to learn from them." And that's exactly what has happened. And I have shared that with dozens, maybe even more than dozens of people over the years, and said, "You should join this organization. Be active in this organization. It's good for you." And I can tell you that every good thing that's happened in my career, I can draw a line to this organization in one way or another that has been helpful to me, has put me in touch with the right people, people that have been my mentors. The big names on the walls that we see here and who are represented and who are remembered in programs and so on were my mentors. Wow. At, when I came into the business. And I've learned from them, and I've told people I never had an original thought, but I've stolen great ideas and great concepts that has helped my career. And most of all, I love the people that I'm around whenever I'm involved in New York State AFIRD activities, be it our conference here every year, many conferences around the state that I get a chance to get to and speak at. It just keeps me warmed up and revved up to be a part of this profession. I changed professions as a young guy in college. I was a business major, and I realized I can't possibly make a living this way. I don't want to get up and go to work this way every day. I want to be involved teaching. I just felt that I was hardwired to be a teacher and a coach. And then as I started dealing with older people, I was teaching and coaching adults because I was a district director.
Right.
And all of the things that I have done up to that point, I'd found through New York State AFIRD in one way or another. So, and now I get such a kick out of. I mean, you're one of my my young kids now in in the business, and I'm so happy to see you doing the things that you're doing and the energy that you bring. And last night I was recognized by the Future Professionals. I was so touched by that award because those are the young people that I really want to. I would like to be able to influence and share my experience. Okay, I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert in anything, but I am experienced. Mm. And I say the word that way.
Right.
I've done a lot, and I've made a lot of mistakes. So when I tell people, this is what I suggest you do, and this should work, and so on, it's because I've thinned things out. I've made the mistakes, and I've come down to the few things that I know, well, this does work.
Right.
And that only comes with time. It comes with time and giving yourself permission to make mistakes. Our speaker this morning was, I loved his little analogy, and I don't remember exactly how it went, but failure is not the lack of success. Failure is part of the process of success. Right. I think it was something like that.
Right.
And it was just a rewording of things that we've learned and things that I've been taught along the way and over the years. So I'm blessed to still be part of the organization, and I will, as long as I can be a part and be an asset to the people in the organization, I'm going to continue to do that. This is an extension of my family, and that's pretty special when people can sincerely say that. This is an extension of my family. I'm a pretty lucky guy. And as I've said this many times, and I've been quoted since, I can't wait till tomorrow because it could be the best day I've ever had.
Wow.
So,
well, Rod, we are lucky and blessed that you are so active on our organization still, and I thank you for taking the time to sit down with me because I know you're a really busy man, and I will see you tonight when you receive your second award, right, the Joy of Effort Award?
Yes, they tell me I should be there. Right. Charlie, thank you very much. Proud of what you're doing and what an important part you play here in our association.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I wish you the best for a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
It is no mistake that we saved Rod's interview for last.
Every time you hear Rod speak, he shares such tremendous perspective, honesty, insight into what it means to be an educator, a mentor, and as you heard from that clip, a member of New York State AFERD, which I am lucky enough to be a member of. When we bring people from other places into our conference and you sit down and you talk with them, they always say what a great conference we put on and how hospitable the people are and how knowledgeable our health and physical education teachers are when you sit down and you have conversations with them over lunch or breakfast or dinner or after a session or whatever the case may be. But for Rod specifically, him and I have bumped into each other a lot of times. And we always say, we need time to sit down and talk. We need time to sit down and talk. We need time to sit down and talk. And then when we finally got it, and this just speaks to Rod's character, he recorded that clip for our podcast. And then I would say we sat down for probably another hour and a half and just talked about education. He shared stories. He shared experiences. He gave me advice on everything from being a physical education teacher to being a teacher that wants to give your students everything you possibly can, like all of us do, and also managing your home life with your own children and family life and marriages and everything that goes along with just all the time that our job takes up and all the other areas of our life that require time and attention. And obviously Rod's a special man, but after I listened to that clip, I just started thinking of all the other people in our state organization that would do that same thing, that have been around for a long time, that are still around, that are still willing to share their insights and their perspectives and their advice with anybody who's willing to listen. So I guess before we wrap this up, my advice to anybody who is tuning into this episode is seek those people out. We are so lucky in this organization to have so many people like that. When you're at conferences, when you're at events, wherever you are, just seek people out and talk to them. And very quickly, you'll, number one, meet a lot of people. Number two, learn a lot. But number three, form relationships. And you could go back to these people, whether it be on the phone, whether it be through email, whether it be through Twitter, through Facebook, through Voxer, through any other outlet that you have to connect with people. So formulate those relationships because they're definitely there to be had here in our organization. Two things before we sign off for episode 2 of the New York State AFERD podcast. First, we're going to leave you with some audio files of Monica Wolf's speech as she ended her tremendous presidency for us here in New York State AFERD from the J.B. Nash Awards dinner up at the conference. And secondly, be on the lookout for some episodes coming up. We are talking constantly as a podcast committee, trying to figure out the best ways to connect with you and bring you all the things going on in New York State AFERD and a lot of tips to make you a better educator. So we wish you a very restful summer filled with family, friends, and learning. Come back next school year a better educator than you left this one.
Connect, grow, do. I hope my theme has inspired your professional journey. Do you remember last year when I shared with you the story of biking up the hill to my uncle's house as a child? Amazing what can change in a year. My uncle passed away from his battle with cancer, and I completed a bike ride advocating safe roads for Otsego County. That bike ride took me up that same hill past my uncle's home. As I reached the top, I stopped and looked down, back down on that hill, the same hill that easily defeated me so many times when I was younger. Now, easily able to complete the 23-mile ride, I reflected on the quote, "If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you." I encourage you to set goals, committing to a journey of professional excellence. I marvel at the tenacity of the Executive Council and the board of directors always working to make our association stronger. For all of you questioning involvement, I teach an activity called comfort circles. It's all about having the strength to step out of your comfort circle. Always remember, in life, we get what we give. Don't be afraid to give. Each of you has so much to offer. Be brave and be bold. You will be surrounded by good, strong people who will not let you fail. Life is a journey. Embrace every opportunity, for you never know what tomorrow will bring. My presidential journey has not ended. The friends I have made and mentors I have found will continue to guide me. This association has become another family to me, filled with people who care. An association led by leaders with a vision of what can be. Like that tree, let your roots provide a firm foundation. Let your branches grow far and wide. It's the strength that will allow you to accomplish all that you imagine. Thank you.